listening to PetLifeRadio.com.
I'm smelling the dog. I have a mutt. I'm smelling the dog. I'm super smiley. I have a cat, two sweets, the travel kitty. I have a girlfriend. Angel's really pretty. I have a pony and we share a big horse. We have a big yard. Yeah, we have to, of course. I have a bull. In the summer, I stay cool. I have a fountain. I live in the mountain. Live high on the hog. Need to be a spokes dog. I'm smiley the dog. I have a mutt. I'm smiley the dog. I'm super smiley.
I'm Megan Blake with Pet Life Radio here on a Super Smiley adventure. And Super Smiley has done it again. He has led us to the Egyptian Theater in world-famous Hollywood for the film premiere of Treasure Buddies, starring the five little cute lab pups that are going to try to save the world. There's a kitty cat, there's a monkey, all kinds of animal adventure. This is a Super Smiley adventure. We're going to be bringing you more. Look, 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 look. Good dog.
Sit. Stay. We'll be right back after a short pause. Well, four to be exact.
I'm smiling the dog. I'm super smiling. Must rock.
Buster, you're telling me my dog food products can't go on your shelves?
That's right. Didn't pass one of my Petco certified nutrition checklists. Sorry, Wayne.
Who made these checklists?
Geniuses. Very smart guys.
Well, it's good enough for most grocery stores.
Do you see cheese puffs on my shelves? Mayonnaise? Soda pop?
No.
That's because I ain't running no grocery store, Wayne. Your pets will get better nutrition, I guarantee it. Petco, where the healthy pets go.
Go to PetLifeRadio.com/Petco and get $6 off your order of $60 or more and up to 40% off hundreds of items at Petco. PetLifeRadio.com/Petco.
Dyson.
The new Dyson Animal Vacs are powerful bagless upright vacuums for homes with pets. Air muscle and radio root cyclone technology generates the strongest suction power to powerfully remove dust, dirt, and pet hair from the home or car. To order your Dyson Animal Vac, go to PetLifeRadio.com/Dyson. PetLifeRadio.com/Dyson to order your Dyson Animal Vac today.
Dyson, music to your ears.
Hi guys, this is Skylar Samuels.
Hi, this is Rochelle Pfeff from the Twilight franchise.
Hey, what's going on? It's Tyler James Williams from Everybody Hates Chris.
Hey guys, it's Carolyn Sunshine from the new movie Marmaduke.
You are listening to the amazing, unstoppable Kristen Powers.
Pets Rock.
Pets Rock.
Pets Rock. Pets Rock.
Pets Rock on Pet Life Radio.
Hey everyone, this is Kristen Powers of Pets Rock at Pet Life Radio. We'll see you next time.
Every week, on demand, only on PetLifeRadio.com.
Pets Rock!
Let's Talk Pets on PetLifeRadio.com.
Here at the premiere, the stars of the film are shining and wagging their tails. The puppies Buttercup, Rosebud, Mudbud, B-Dog, and Buddha are here and are taking photos with the fans. And some of the human Disney stars are here too, along with Tucker Albrizzi, the young actor who gives voice to the puppy Butterball. Richard Riel, who plays the grandfather, is here. The director and producer is here. It is very Hollywood. And some dogs are here who work to save the world in real life. Canine units from the police and fire departments, a former war dog, and Guide Dogs of America. Oh, there's the director, the man who created the Buddy series. Hi, Robert.
Hi, Megan. How are you?
I'm so good, and we're really excited to be here at the Egyptian Theater. And the theme of your film is the Puppies on an Egyptian Adventure. How cool is that?
Yeah, it's awesome. I'd never been to this theater before, but it's fantastic. And with Treasure Buddies taking place in Egypt, it couldn't have been better.
Could not have been better right here in Hollywood. And Robert Vince, I want everyone to know Robert has a wonderfully distinguished career with lots of, he's directed and produced many, many films. And I actually worked with Robert as a human. Robert's directed animals and humans. I played a human. Robert, which do you like better, working with animals or people?
It depends on the people and the animals, you know. But generally, it's everything's great. I mean, I love working with the kids and the animals because that's sort of what I've made my career doing. But the adult actors are good too.
Yeah, there you go. Everybody's different. And I know you worked with not only animals, but you did dogs and the cat and the monkey. So was there a difference with that? Do you have a preference with the species?
I love them all for what they do. And they're all such awesome characters. Like the camel was absolutely brand new for me. And working with a baby camel was just, it really kind of a surreal experience in a lot of ways. You know, we shot the movie on these big stages, green screen stages, and we had camels everywhere, and outside it was pouring with rain. So, you know, the magic of visual effects. So it was really surreal working with camels.
Right, right. And I have lots of animals. I don't have a camel. I've got horses, dogs, and cats. And I know that we learn things from our animals. I'm sure as a director, you're always learning about shooting and technical things. Did the animals teach you anything on set?
Yes. Camels can kick from any side. That's the first. A horse kicks you from behind. A camel kicks you to the side or the front or the back. So you want to stay away from the hooves. But seriously, very interesting. I mean, they also spit, as you know, camels spit. So
right.
We added that into the movie as well.
Oh,
so.
Good, yeah. That's right. Was it W.C. Fields that said he doesn't want to work with children or animals, but I think that animals add the spontaneity, and that's what you're saying right there. The camel spit, so you used it, right?
Right. You go with what the animals do. You know, and the trainers do such a great job anyways. Really, I do very little. But in the end of the day, it's the trainers, you know, Mark Forbes and his team at Birds and Animal are amazing people.
But you're directing the trainers, so it kind of trickles down, right?
Yeah, I get to say a few things, but basically I tell them where to be and what to do, but they do all the work, really. They're fantastic.
And this is actually a franchise. Most people probably know this, but it started with Air Bud. And if people have missed some of your franchise, tell us just about how this started with Air Bud and all the puppy movies.
Air Bud was the original family movies that we did, and then Air Buddies is a spinoff of that, and then there's all the I get hearing my name out there as well.
Robert is in such demand. He's being called on the stage right now, I think. But Robert, thank you.
Thanks,
congratulations
Amy.
On Treasure Buddy.
And we'll see you on Bonzel Canyon riding your horse.
All right. Bye, Robert. Oh, and there's Richard Reel, the amazing actor who plays the grandfather. Megan Blake here with Richard Reel from Treasure Buddies and many other amazing acting projects. Hi, Richard.
Hi, how you doing?
I'm wonderful. We're here at the most amazing event with dogs and people and children, and we're all on the hunt for treasure to save the world. Is that a good sum up?
That's very good sum up. And here we are among all the Egyptian antiquities, too, which is sort of exactly a place where we are for the movie.
Exactly. So it's a perfect setup. Tell us about your role in the film and all the excitement going on here.
Well, I'm the grandfather. I have a small museum, and it's about to close. Unfortunately, the only way that I can keep it open is if I find Cleocatra's tomb.
Say that again.
Cleocatra's tomb. And so this Egyptologist shows up with half a map, and I have the other half, and we decide to go together to try and find it. And I'm just looking for what we can learn from the ancient Egyptian antiquities, and he wants to steal the treasure. And we don't find that out till we get to the tomb.
And I understand, yes, the cat's the more devious character, is that correct?
The cat, yes, the villain has a cat that he takes with him.
Now, is this typecasting? I don't know what my cat thinks about this.
Well, it's a Persian cat, so yes. It looks a little bit sneaky anyway. Just a
okay. And do you have animals?
Actually, yeah.
Yes. Do you have animals in your life?
You know, I don't anymore. When I was growing up, I had a black lab, which was a wonderful, wonderful dog. We lived in a house with a big yard. And
right.
Once I started traveling around and living in apartments, it became sort of impossible.
Well, how do you like working with animals?
Oh, I love it. This is the second movie I've done with Robert, and the first one was The Search for Santa Paws, and that was all dogs, and they were terrific. And this one is dogs and a cat and a monkey and camels, and it was amazing.
Well, I heard. So can you, do you like working with people or animals better? You can whisper it.
Well, a lot of times the animals are more fun to work with.
Well, thank you so much for talking with us on Pet Life Radio. Good luck with your film.
Thank you very much.
There's the star of Treasure Buddies about to get his picture taken with Butterball. It's Tucker Albreezy. Hey, Tucker.
Hi, how are you?
I am so excited to be here, and I just happened to meet you. I walked up and I said, hey, y'all want to talk on Pet Life Radio? And you're like, tell me who you are.
I'm Tucker Albreezy. I'm doing the voice of Butterball in Treasure Buddies, and I'm really excited about it.
And have you done other voices, or was this your first voiceover?
I actually have another voiceover movie coming out on August 17th. It's called Paranorman, and I'm Norman, the main kid's best friend.
Congratulations! So what was it like creating a voice and a character for a dog?
It's really fun, because, like, Butterball is kind of like me because I love to eat. Like, who doesn't? And it's really fun because you just kind of get to connect with the dog, and it's really fun.
Right. And did you use your own voice, or did you find yourself kind of tweaking it what you thought a puppy would sound like?
I kind of use my own voice, but just hyped up a bit. Yeah.
Because puppies are a little hyped up.
Pitch. Yeah, they're not normal human voices. They're up a bit.
That's what I talked to Robert Vince about. I said, I know Robert's directed animals, and he's directed humans. Do you prefer working with humans or with animals?
I love animals, so I would say animals, because they're just so cute.
Amen. I agree with you on that, and I think most of the people here would agree with you on that. Is there anything else you want anybody to know about working with animals? You have pets, right?
Yeah, I have two dogs, a pug and a chihuahua.
A chihuahua? What have they taught you about life, your personal life?
Chihuahuas, actually, my dog was a stray. We actually found her in a kennel. Like, I don't know if that's a term, but like a shelter.
Yeah, a shelter.
A shelter. So we actually, long story short, my brother had leukemia, and we went around the country signed people up for the marrow donor list, and we saved 35 lives already. My brother's already okay, and he's doing great. But I went to the pet store, and my dog was up there for like a little thing before she went back down to the shelter. And then we saw her, and I got her for my birthday.
Tucker, congratulations on rescuing the pet and on your wonderful work as Butterball in Treasure Buddy.
Thank you.
So, Tucker, what you got on your phone there?
We always have a war between my dog and her dog, and I just got a new phone, and my mom set it, my screensaver, to her pug. So I'm plotting revenge and gonna fill her whole photo library with pictures of my dog and her screensaver.
Of course. Yes, it's worth it.
Yes, it totally is.
You know why? Because they're so cute, right?
They are. I give the pug a hard time, but I really love them.
You have a great day.
You too.
Bye.
And what would Hollywood be without movie producers? Let's see if we can talk with producer Anna McRoberts.
We're here on a super smiley adventure for Pet Life Radio with Anna McRoberts, the producer of Treasure Buddies. Hi, Anna.
Hi, how are you?
I'm wonderful. We love adventures that animals lead us on, and this is a great adventure. Tell us about it.
Yeah, this is a big one. The buddies are on their most exciting adventure yet. They're heading to Egypt to find some treasure, and they made a lot of new friends along the way, which are great.
I hear there's a monkey, a kitty, a camel, all kinds of creatures.
Yep, monkeys, camels, kitties. It's really, really jam-packed of fun.
And animals, they like to find treasures anyway. They love to find treats and all kinds of things. Have the animals taught you anything working with them? Have you learned anything from the animals?
Yes, I've learned that you can find a treasure in every room from the animals. There's always something to be found.
Very good. Well, good luck with your film. And thank you so much for talking to us on Pet Life Radio.
Thank you so much.
Okay, bye.
We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back with more Disney adventure from the Treasure Buddies film premiere in Hollywood. Smiley, can you wait? Good boy.
Sit. Stay. We'll be right back after a short pause. Well, four to be exact.
I'm Smiley the Dog. I'm Super Smiley. Let's rock!
Every pet is unique. Maybe they're gray in the muzzle, yet young at heart. Maybe they're growing out of the puppy stage and into their paws and ears. Or maybe they're just trying to maintain a more girlish figure. At PetSmart, we have the right food for your pet at a great value for you. PetSmart. Be better together.
Go to PetLifeRadio.com/PetSmart and save up to 30% on toys, collars, leashes, PetSmart gift cards, treats, and more. Go to PetLifeRadio.com/PetSmart today.
Love your pets but wish their medications were a lot less expensive? They are at 1-800-PetMeds. You'll not only save on flea and heartworm medications, but on prescriptions for arthritis, incontinence, thyroid, and more. And you get fast service, free shipping, and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, our licensed pharmacists ensure accuracy, monitor drug interaction, and more. See why over 5 million people have trusted their pet's health to 1-800-PetMeds, America's largest pet pharmacy. Call now or order online.
Go to 1-800-PetMeds.com/adventure, ADVENTURE, to get 10% off any order and free shipping on orders of $39 or more at PetMeds.com.
Are the furry bears,
scooters and kids,
I Love My Pets, the new single by Mark Winter. Available on iTunes.
Coast to coast and around the world, it's All Behave with Arden Moore. Find out why cats and dogs do the things they do and get the latest buzz from wagging tongues and tails in Rin Tin Tinseltown. From famous pet experts and best-selling authors to television and movie stars, you'll get great tail-wagging pet tips and have a fur-flying fun time. All Behave with America's pet edutainer, Arden Moore. Every week on demand, this is the place for a special paparazzi treat. Only on PetLifeRadio.com.
Let's talk pets.
Let's talk pets.
On Pet Life Radio.
Pet Life Radio.
PetLifeRadio.com.
I'm Tiffany from Radio Disney.
I'm Jasmine from Radio Disney.
Jose from Radio Disney.
We're here on a super smiley adventure.
And we're back at the Hollywood premiere of the Disney film Treasure Buddies at the world-famous Egyptian Theater. It's jam-packed here with the puppies and stars taking pictures with the fans, with the press cameras flashing. Let's see if we can talk with some fans. Hi, girls! What are we here to see today?
We're here to see Treasure Buddies.
Have you seen any of the other Buddy films?
I've seen Air Buddies, and I've seen the Air Bud.
Cool! I love these movies because they have puppies in them. What do you think makes them so special?
I think that they're special because it's really fun to see dogs acting like humans, kind of, and that's why I like it.
I like them too. Anybody else want to say why they think the movies are so fun and special?
I think they're fun because the dogs are really cute and they can talk.
Yeah, and sometimes in our real life, I feel like my dog tells me stuff. Do you feel like your dog tells you things? What does your dog tell you?
Yeah, I feel like he whines for treats and tells me, come on, feed me now.
My dog makes snorting noises, and she's pretty much just wants us to give her attention.
Very cool. Thank you. Bye. In Treasure Buddies, the puppies are on a mission to save the world. And in real life, there's some canine heroes who save lives, and some of them are here today. And again, we're on a super smiley adventure in Hollywood at the premiere of Treasure Buddies with Chris Amador. Hi, Chris.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing great. This is so much fun. You've got a dog here. You have on a police uniform. Tell us who you are and what you're doing today.
I'm a canine handler with the Los Angeles Police Department. And what I have here today is my dog, Quattro, who is a gun dog. He searches for guns.
So does he go to the airport, or is he on crime scenes?
Yeah, he looks for weapons that are hidden, usually in cars, or people hide them in houses, or if they run, they throw it in a vacant lot. He searches a lot for the weapons.
Do you feel like he's your partner? What is your relationship with him?
Yeah, he came trained. He was an old military dog who used to search for bombs, and we just incorporated that into looking for handguns. And, yeah, he's like a partner to me. He listens to me. I direct him on how to search and so forth, yeah.
So this is a war dog? What, was he in another country?
He was overseas, Afghanistan and Iraq, yeah.
I think that is so wonderful how they're bringing the dogs back now. They're trying to integrate them into families and into working environments. Do you agree with that?
Absolutely. I don't think I would integrate him as a family. He's just too high drive. He's got a lot of play drive. He could scare a lot of people because he jumps around. He barks really loud, but as a working dog, once he gets older, he'll calm down and be a good family dog. But now he just has too high a drive, so it may be a problem at home.
And obviously, as a police officer, you work with lots of people, and now you're working with a dog. Do you prefer working with dogs or with people?
Oh, dogs by far. By far, yeah.
I agree with you. We work with our people, but we love our dogs. Right,
absolutely, absolutely.
And do you have a personal relationship? Do you say that you bonded with him? Do you love him? Is he your friend, too?
Oh, absolutely. You have to have a relationship with your dog. That's where you build the trust. And he listens to you, and you give him the commands, the obedience, and he knows who feeds him and who waters him. That's who his loyalty lies with.
Right. May I pet him, or is that against the rules?
You can pet him. Just hold your hand open, not like holding a ball, and then he'll sniff you. If you hold it over like you're holding a ball, he may nip you.
Am I doing it right?
You're fine, but he may not do anything. You can just put your hand on his head.
Oh, I can pet him now? Hey, sweetheart, thank you for what you do. Thank you for what you do, sweetheart. And thank you, Officer Amador, for talking with us.
No problem.
Are you going to stay and see Treasure Buddies?
If I'm allowed to. I'm working today, so it depends if my schedule permits.
Well, thank you for sharing all this information, the wonderful work that you do. Thank you so much. No problem. Sweetheart. And I see another officer with a bloodhound. Those are usually used for search and rescue. And that one's the one you hear howling in the background. Let's see what they have to say.
I'm Megan Blake here with Pet Life Radio with Officer Niss. Officer Niss has on a police uniform here. He's got a bloodhound with him who's been singing and telling us all kinds of things. So, Officer Niss, tell us what you're doing here today and what you do with your dog.
So, I have a tracking dog. Her name is Lula. We search for people that are missing. So, anybody that kind of walks away from home, the elderly that have Alzheimer's patients or something like that. We also search for criminals that drop their items of clothing that have a specific human scent.
I love the way dogs can do things that humans cannot do. They really add so much to our lives. Do you agree with that?
Yes, they do. They are definitely man's best friend.
They are. And this is Lula. So did you train her as well, or did she come and you just work with her?
I've had her for about 2 years. She had some training. We kind of try to work with her, do that training usually every day when we come to work.
I just mentioned how dogs enhance our lives so much, and I have lots of dogs and horses and cats, and I know that animals... Lula is agreeing with me. I was just about to say that I know dogs. They're teachers for us. They're healers. They tell us things that humans can't even tell us. What is Lula saying right now? Tell us what she's saying.
She wants to go play.
Huh. What, do you agree, though, that they teach us things that we can learn from our animals?
Yes. I think, she is a lot more inquisitive on things that we kind of say are happenstance. You know, they're...
Right. So they teach us to see, to observe at a different level, right?
Yes. Obviously, she's at a much different level than we are. We see things that she doesn't see.
Lula, that's a very interesting comment. I love that. Yes, I agree. I can't wait to see the movie. Lula, do you smell all the dogs around here?
Just
you
the one
do?
Right next to me.
Really?
Now.
I do too. He smells good. What do you think? I like that. I agree. That's so interesting. If Smiley were here, I think he'd say the same thing. His nose isn't quite as big as yours. I meant that as a compliment. Well, thank you so much for all of the work that you do in helping save people and keeping us safe. We really appreciate it. And thank you for talking with us on Pet Life Radio.
Anytime. Thank you.
Okay, bye. Bye, sweet girl. Bye, sweet girl. Megan Blake on a super smiley adventure here on Pet Life Radio at the Egyptian Theater in Hollywood. And we're here with Lori Bernson with Guide Dogs of America for the premiere of Treasure Buddies. Hi, Lori.
Hi, how are you?
I'm wonderful. This is really exciting. Tell everybody what's going on.
I'm here with my guide dog, Carter, from Guide Dogs of America. And we're out here to celebrate the actual presentation and opening and celebration of Treasure Buddies, which is a celebration of training dogs. And that's what we do at Guide Dogs of America.
Absolutely. And dogs add so much to our lives, don't they?
Oh, my gosh. I can't tell you how much having Carter by my side. He makes it able for us to be independent and go out there and just live our life how we want to independently. And he's my treasure buddy.
Absolutely. I think everybody who has a pet, they are a therapy dog. And that we pet them, we feel better. We pet them, we feel happier. And they are our treasures. That was very well said. Does he also teach you things in your own heart, your lessons that you learn?
You know what? One of the number one things he's taught me is how to trust. Because I have to trust him to get from point A to point B safely. And the only way I can do it is to put my 100% trust into him and know that he's got us covered.
And it takes a long, long time to train one of these. Are they called seeing eye dogs? Is that the correct?
We call them guide dogs because we're Guide Dogs of America, so we go along with that. And it takes about 2 years. They're with a foster family for about, till they're around a year and a half. And then they come back to Guide Dogs of America where they work with a licensed guide dog instructor for anywhere for 4 to 6 months to learn how to actually be a treasure buddy guide dog.
That's right. They are amazing. Like I said, I learn so many things from my animals, my cats, my dogs, my horses. They live on a different level than humans almost. Do you find that? Because you live obviously very closely with your dog, right?
Very close. We have a very incredibly special, tight bond because of that trust. We take care of each other. For instance, he can't cross the street by himself. I can't cross the street by myself safely, but together we can. So he just adds so much to my world, not only as my beautiful eyes, but just as my companion, my love, my best friend who gets to go with me everywhere. And I'm very blessed.
That is wonderful. You are very blessed, and I am very blessed with my animals. Anyone who has an animal in their life is a blessed human being.
Yes, I agree. They add so much joy. I call Carter my smile maker.
Very good. Yes. Well, my dog's name is Smiley.
Oh, perfect.
And the name of the radio show is A Super Smiley Adventure, because wherever he leads me, it's going to be a super smiley adventure.
Perfect. Perfect. Well, we might have to go on some super smiley adventures, too.
I think we're on one today.
We are.
Thank you, Lori.
Thank you so much.
I
appreciate it.
Oh, you have a wonderful day. And if people want to learn more to donate or help with your guide dogs, do you have a website people can go to?
We do. It's guidedogsofamerica.org. Or feel free to call my direct line. I'd be happy to speak with anybody at 818-833-6431.
Thank you, Laura. You have a wonderful day, and you have a super smiley adventure.
Always. Thank you.
Bye. And what I'm seeing now is a Disney backdrop with some kids shouting it out and dancing for Treasure Buddies. Talk about the puppies and dogs being energized. This place is wild today. All right, you hear this clapping here? We're at the Disney premiere of Treasure Buddies, and I'm right here in front of this wonderful Disney logo with these dancers. Woo! Hey, tell us who you are.
I am Tiffany from Radio Disney.
All right.
I'm Jasmine from Radio Disney.
Jose from Radio Disney.
And we're here to celebrate the opening of what?
Treasure Buddies!
Woo! Are we going to have another song coming on?
Oh, we're going to be dancing all afternoon.
All right, can we have a song?
Come on,
DJ John.
DJ John with Disney. Okay, so what is this? Are we doing like a little flash mob for the Disney dogs?
Yeah.
Okay, show me what to do, girls.
Party all afternoon.
Party all afternoon.
Party and party.
The puppies. I like the puppy parties. Okay, show me what to do.
Monkey.
Yeah,
there's
the monkey coming. Yeah. All right, have you met him?
I have not yet, but I think it's a girl.
Don't you love working with animals?
I do. They're so cute and they're so playful.
And animals, I think, teach us a lot, too. Do you agree with that?
They do, because they're loyal. They always stick to your side, and you can always count on your puppy.
Right. What? Do you have animals? Do you have a puppy?
I do. I have two dogs. I have a Pomeranian, and I have a Jack Russell Terrier.
Oh,
so I have little puppies.
Those Jack Russells are smart, aren't they?
They are. They're very feisty.
Okay, so how about we pop out a little puppy dance here?
Little puppy dance?
Yeah, show me what to do.
Okay, a puppy dance.
All right, puppy dance, here we go. Woo! And we're with Pet Life Radio doing the puppy dance for Treasure Buddies at the world-famous Egyptian Theater.
Oh, we can do some Egyptian,
Oh, yeah, here we go. Oh, wait, I got to hold the mic here. This is very tricky. You got to be really good at this mic stuff to do the Egyptian at the same time.
So what else do puppies do?
Okay, I'm always talking about my radio show is called A Super Smiley Adventure. I think I've landed in an adventure here. What do you think?
Most definitely.
Yeah. All right. Well, congratulations on Treasure Buddies. Anything you want everybody to know?
That Treasure Buddies is just a great movie with the puppies, and you just have so much fun watching them.
Good. How about you?
Listen to Radio Disney AM 1110.
Love it! And Pet Life Radio, too! Woo! Okay, it does not get more fun than this. Puppies, dogs, a film premiere in Hollywood. Really, this event was awesome, with the puppies who save the world and dogs that really save lives. Now, this was a true super smiley adventure. We had an amazing time. Until next time, to you, woof and super smiles.
Let's Talk Pets, every week on demand. Only on PetLifeRadio.com.